faking it gets exhausting. Here, we keep it real. What's up, you guys? Hope y'all are feeling all of the good vibes today, feeling strong, feeling grateful, and of course, out here making all of the gains. For those of you who don't know me, I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, wellness entrepreneur, fitness coach, bikini bodybuilder, and digital creator, here to inspire you to live boldly and unlock your highest physical and mental potential. So I just celebrated my 24th birthday this past weekend, and overall, it was a great time. First off, my brother was in town, which, just to give you guys a little bit of a backstory, I feel like a lot of people aren't really close with their siblings, but like my brother and I, like I'm telling you, he's not just my brother, like he's legit like my bro. Like this is my homie, like my best friend, one of the people that I miss the most after moving to the city. So just the fact that he was in town, I automatically knew that we were going to have a great time, right? We rented jet skis. That was super fun this past weekend. Literally going so fast. I felt like I was going to fly off of that jet ski. It was so much fun. Went on a little boat ride. Just spent quality time together. Of course, we went to the gym several times. We went out to a nice dinner. Normally, I'm not the type of person to, I guess, go overboard in celebrating my birthday. But this year, I kind of changed my mind and will keep this new mindset moving forward. Reason being, the last 3 years of my life, I have gone through some pretty hard times. Just like everyone, you know, life is challenging, but sometimes it's hard to celebrate things on your own, especially when you don't feel like the people that you want with you are there to celebrate those big events. But it's so important because life only happens once. You know, you only get these birthdays once in the year and you never turn the same age twice, right? That's just not possible. So it is important to celebrate events. You know, when life feels repetitive or hard, which to be real is more often than not, celebrating even a small event can help break the monotony and remind you of what's good. Celebrating events boosts your mental health, and birthdays too should be seen as a celebration of life. I mean, that's what it is. They're a celebration of growth. And let me tell you guys, we are going nowhere but up this year. I don't want to go off on a tangent too much before we jump into what today's show is all about, but I just wanted to encourage you guys to celebrate milestones in your life and know that there is purpose behind just stopping and taking time to just exist joyfully. Speaking of existing joyfully, that is a big part of what today's episode is all about. Choosing joy even when things don't go as planned. Imagine this. Let me take you back to this past weekend. It's like 11:30 p.m. at night, the night of your birthday, and you're stuck in a 5x5 foot cube waiting for rescue, but somehow you're still dancing because you're 24, right? It's your birthday. Sometimes the power isn't in controlling the situation, but it's in not letting the situation control you. So let me take you back to the beginning. I hope you guys love this Storytime episode just as much as I did. Not just because it's funny, but because it reminded me how important it is to stay light, to stay grounded, and to stay calm. And also that sometimes it's not about where you are or what you're doing, it's about who you're with. So the right energy can make even the strangest moments feel like joy. So again, this past weekend, my brother was in town, and not only was he in town, but it's a special occasion, right? It's my birthday, and we haven't celebrated in years. So I decided what I wanted to do that night was just go out to a little bit of a dinner, and I really wanted it to be just the two of us, not that I have a ton of close friends here in the city. However, you know, I'm good with it being just me and the person that I really want to be around. So I was super excited that day. It was a Friday night. Friday, I ended up kind of taking the day a little bit more to myself. I was still working a good bit, but I wasn't taking on as many clients. I was training a lot. I probably boxed for like a good 2 hours that day and also trained for like 2 hours, spent my time that night kind of getting ready to go out, you know, did my makeup, had a fly outfit on, was looking nice. I had like that Cleopatra vibe look. So it was good. I was feeling good, feeling happy. Made a dinner reservation at about 9:30 p.m. because my brother's flight wasn't going to get to Miami until around like 8:30. So I wanted him just to come to the house, us kind of say what's up, you know, get a little pre-vibe going on for the birthday celebration. I had him take a quick photo shoot of me on the balcony, and then we were off to dinner. So we drove there and got to the dinner venue, and it was awesome. Honestly, a place that I really recommend if you guys are ever in the city. I don't go out to eat a lot at all, being a bodybuilder. I don't know, maybe like once every 2 months, once a month at most, depending on like who I'm with and who I have in town. But when I go out to dinner, we're going to do it right. You know what I mean? So this dinner restaurant is called Selvaje, and I believe Selvaje in Spanish means wild. So the restaurant is just super cool vibe. It looks like you're honestly in like, I don't know, just like a tropical oasis type thing. It's very pretty. The food is good. It's Japanese style food, which is more like sushi, which is more like just a lot of different flavors and seasonings, which is good because that's not something I'm necessarily used to eating. Typically for me, it's just like, hey, let's get this food cooked as quickly as possible. Let's get some bland chicken and rice, maybe have a little bit of vegetables on the side, and like, I'm good to go. So that was the venue. That was the food. Was super, super good. I think I ended up getting like a really clean sushi roll. I got some edamame. I got a nice little salad. We got some hookah. We were turning up a little bit. We got some drinks. And let me say, normally I do not drink. Again, like I really don't even like alcohol. To recover from that, it takes a while. I like treating my body like a temple, but every once in a while, I'm going to get a little turn. Okay. Same thing for my brother. So we were already feeling good. The reason I say this is because I need to emphasize again that this was a special occasion and we were wanting it to be a great night. You know, I probably, when it comes to the drinks again, I probably drink maybe like 3 times a year, maybe 4 at most, if I'm feeling like it. And normally for me, I'm a small girl. Again, I'm not really into that. So if I have 1 or 2 drinks, like I'm feeling it. Okay. But anyways, besides that, it's a special occasion. Okay. I want you guys to understand the mood. Good vibes, feeling a little loose, feeling happy, feeling just grateful to be with someone I love in this special moment. So overall, we have a great dinner. We took some cool photos. We listened to some good tropical house music and we were ready to go. So we were kind of deciding on what we wanted to do that night and where we wanted to go, because I was kind of thinking like Miami, the party really doesn't even start till like midnight. People don't even start getting ready until like 11 p.m. to go out, which is absolutely insane because normally I'm asleep by like 10, or I'm at least trying to sleep by then. Okay. But tonight we're turning up. So I was trying to figure out where can we go in Miami. I live in Brickell, so there's always somewhere to go. There's always something to do. I honestly just don't really know the vibes because you guys know I spend most of my time in the gym. So I had a couple places in mind that some friends had told me like recommendations to maybe like some cool nightclubs or maybe like some cool bars that just had like good DJs we were considering going. But if you guys do have any recommendations, on a side note, cool places to go out, again, it's like a very rare experience for me, but y'all drop recommendations because if they have good music, good vibes, I do love to dance. So that's what we were deciding on. So we get done with our dinner. It's probably like, I don't know, 11 p.m. at this point. And we hop in the elevator and we're ready to go get in our Uber and again, go to another place to keep the vibes going. So as we're in the elevator, we had just stepped on. I start to talk to my brother. His name is Brayden, about boxing. So I'm trying to teach him how to hit a 1-2, which is like a jab cross, like the most basic punches, I guess, that you can do. So I'm showing him the technique. I'm showing him a little bit of footwork. And then he decides to hit his 1-2, right? So as soon as he throws the jab and then the right hand, he kind of like moves his feet a little bit. He throws the punches. And as soon as he does, I hear like a low mechanical hum, like a faint rumbling noise per se, and then like a loud clunk. So the elevator kind of lurches, like a little jolt under our feet, and then it just stops completely. So our reaction at first, we're like, okay, this is nothing. We'll probably press ground floor or the little air buttons you guys know on elevators that face away from one another, like to open the doors, and we're going to be straight. But little did we know, this is not what happened at all. So we just kind of keep pressing buttons. We're like, hello, is this thing working? Like, should we call someone? I look down at my phone. I have no service. Brayden has no service. So we end up pressing the emergency call button on the elevator. And what this does is connect you to building security. It's kind of like an elevator monitoring system or emergency services. So when you press this button, you can talk directly with the help. So in this case, we were talking to emergency services. I think it was some woman. I think her name was Deja or something like that. Shout out to my homegirl Deja because she was trying to get us right. Deja tells us to go through a couple different troubleshooting techniques on the elevators. So for example, holding down the button that opens the elevator for like 5 seconds, pressing the highest floor, for example, like floor 7, then floor 6, then floor 5, all the way down to ground floor. Just these troubleshooting techniques to try to get the elevator to open back up so we can again get to our Uber and go out dancing, right? But I'm thinking like, Deja girl, I appreciate you a lot. But are we trying to reboot the elevator? Unfortunately, like this is not an iPhone Pro Max, you feel me? But thank you for the optimism. So nothing is working and we are for real like stuck in this elevator. Deja tells us, all right, y'all just relax. It's going to be okay. We are experiencing like a high volume of calls at this moment, but help is on the way and we'll be there soon. So we're like, okay, at this point, we're just kind of sitting on the floor of the elevator, just talking. It's only been probably 15 minutes at this point, and we're just thinking, all right, again, someone's going to be here soon. Like we're feeling confident. We're feeling super calm, honestly, overly calm, I'd say, to be honest. Like after this experience was over, my brother and I were thinking, okay, I don't know anyone who would have been any calmer than us in this situation. So we probably waited, again, just sitting on the floor, having a conversation for another like 20 minutes. And we still hadn't gotten like a call back or anything. And we're thinking like normally when you're trapped in an elevator, it's only going to take 10, 15, 20 minutes for someone to get you out. So we're like, okay, like at this point, this is a little sketchy. So we call back again, pressing that call button, and this time we're speaking with a new girl. So my brother and I are like, okay, where's Deja? Like, who did we just speak to? Where my girl? But anyways, we talk to another person over the phone, and she tells us, okay, I'm looking through all of the requests that we got in the system. I think you did speak with a woman named Deja, and help is still on the way. We don't have an estimated time of arrival, but you guys just stay put. Like, it's going to be okay. If you need anything, you can call back. You know, we'll be able to pick up 24/7 anytime. And Miami is, again, it's a crazy place for those of you who have never been there. So emergency services are probably already getting a lot of calls, as they told us earlier. So getting two siblings stuck out of an elevator apparently just isn't a priority, you know? This other woman on the phone also tells us to keep pressing another button on the elevator that's like an alarm button. So with this one, it makes like a loud ringing noise in the building. Let me try to describe it for y'all. It's like a womp, 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 like an alert that you're stuck. It doesn't connect you to anyone directly. It just draws attention from anyone nearby. It's not helpful. It's definitely not calming. And it's just aggressively loud. Okay. So at this point, my brother looks at me and he says, yeah, like we're dying out here. If it comes down to it, you can just eat me first. I swear, he's like the funniest person I know. Obviously, totally joking, but overall, again, we're not stressing at all. And we actually decide to just really make the most out of the situation that we're in. So again, remember, it's my birthday and we had planned to go out dancing, but at this point, we don't know how long we're going to be in the elevator. Time is passing and we're probably not going to make it to a nightclub or a bar or anything like that. So what we decided to do is first off, just start vlogging a little bit because y'all know we about the content. So I decided to make a couple videos. I decided to turn on some music. Of course, you guys know I'm super passionate about music. I absolutely love it. It always makes or breaks the vibe. But the thing is though, with the music, we didn't have any service again at our phones at this time. So I could only use music that I already had downloaded. And on my phone, I probably have like 15 to 20 songs downloaded. Not a whole lot in comparison to like the hundreds of songs that I have on my phone. So the first song that I start to play, wasn't even trying to play this song. And I'll tell you guys the point of this. I start playing Roll Up by Wiz Khalifa, which is honestly a song that just has a great beat. The song, for anyone who doesn't know, and if you haven't listened to Wiz, like you have to hop on the wave. One of my favorite artists for sure. But the song is basically just about Wiz Khalifa offering his presence and his support, you know, being there for someone when they need you. So the lyrics are like, whenever you call me, whenever you need me, like I'm going to roll up. I'm going to be there. Honestly, first off, is there anything that a Wiz Khalifa song can't fix? I swear that boy is so live. But at this point, We turn on the song and we decide to pretend like we're in a full-blown music video. It's one of those moments where you just kind of have to be there, but I'm going to try my very hardest to explain it to you guys best as I can. So my brother stands up, he takes off his shirt, and he starts not only dancing, but I would say it was more of a full-on performance, like full commitment at this point. I genuinely don't think I've laughed harder than that night in the past 3 years of my life. And it takes a lot to make me laugh. Like, I have a weird sense of humor for anyone who knows me. But I look up and, you know, like, there he is, shirtless, wearing this purple bedazzled, like, ghetto ass belt, just giving me and the elevator walls the show of our lives. I'm recording the whole thing, of course, and he literally starts serenading the elevator buttons to this song, again, Roll Up by Wiz Khalifa, that was honestly just so iconic in the moment because, again, it's all about showing up when you're needed, and we're just waiting on our rescue to come through. So after like a minute and a half into his performance, of course, y'all know I had to come in and feature because I love to dance too. So I'm on one end of the elevator door and he's on the other. We are coordinating our dance moves at this point, literally performing our hearts out and just straight up dying with laughter. In the moment, it was chaos, but it was also pure joy. And that's what made my 24th birthday truly unforgettable. Like, sure, I could have gone to some nightclub or some cocktail bar, but would I remember it like this? No, definitely not. Hands down. So after the grand finale of our elevator performance, of course, we even hit a few handstands. We finally heard the help on the other side of the elevator doors. A whole crew of like 4 or 5 guys showed up and started prying the doors open. Shout out to my girl Deja for calling in the whole gang, for real. We were stuck in that elevator for about an hour, but honestly, it was an hour of my life that I would never want to give back. Now, reflecting back on the situation, first off, I thought it would be great podcast content, but it actually had a deeper meaning and it taught me a few things that I really wanted to share with y'all today. Firstly, in any unfortunate, challenging, or stressful situation, it is important to stay calm. Freaking out literally never helps. Secondly, try not to take life too seriously. There is a time to be serious. Don't get me wrong. Most people who know me know, like, I'm a pretty hardcore, like, I like to be goofy, yes, but for the most part, like, nah, I'm about my business. So there's a time to be serious, and I get that. But you can't always control what happens. What you can control is how you react. So a little humor goes a long way. And then lastly, when you're around the right people, anything can be a good time. I'm not the type of girl who needs like bougie dinners or designer clothes or luxury experiences to feel joy. Like, give me good energy, a little chaos, and people who make me laugh, and that's more than enough. So please, if you take just a few mindset bits from today's show, let it be these. Staying calm doesn't mean you're unaffected. It just means you're choosing peace even when things feel out of control. Secondly, humor really is a mindset, but it's also a survival tool. Humor might not fix the situation, but it definitely makes it easier to deal with. So you got to stay light sometimes. And then lastly, choosing to surround yourself with the right people makes all of the difference. Your environment, your community, your relationships, they impact you way more than you might realize. Shout out to my brother, my homie, the real one, for making my 24th birthday literally the best 24th birthday I could ever imagine. We will definitely have to have him on the podcast sometime for sure. I swear he is so funny. He would definitely have you guys cracking up. So listen, in moments in life when you feel like you're stuck, I'm talking beyond the elevator. I just encourage you to try to approach these moments with a little bit more ease, a little more laughter. And of course, a little more courage, because you guys already know we about the curls and the courage on this podcast. Before we end today's show, I wanted to make sure to end with a listener question. These are questions that you guys can send to me via Instagram DM. I always keep them anonymous. You can send them to two separate accounts. The first one is at Yo It's Kinslow on IG. That's at YOITSKENSLO. Or at Curls and Courage Podcast on Instagram. That's the best way to connect with me. That's the best way to learn more about the show, learn more about me, and again, just ways that you can also send these questions. So let's talk about today's question is, how do you structure your weekly training split? I've been following a pretty basic split. She says 2 full upper body days and 2 full lower body days for about 8 months now, and I'm wondering if I should try switching things up. It's feeling super repetitive and I just don't feel like I'm seeing big progress. All right. So right now I would say you have a pretty solid foundation. 2 upper body days and 2 lower body days works really well for general strength, for building skeletal muscle mass, for balance, for keeping a consistent routine. But if it's starting to feel repetitive and you're just not seeing progress, I would recommend assessing your plan and making some sort of change. There are so many things you could do. The first thing I would suggest is just try reworking your structure of your plan. So for example, right now you're doing 2 lower body days, 2 upper body days. So you might want to try like a push-pull leg split and go more like a 3 to 6 day rotation. You could also separate upper and lower muscle groups a little bit more specifically. And what I mean by that is you might want to do 1 day that's focused on shoulders, chest, triceps, 1 day that's focused more on back, biceps, rear delts. And then you might want 1 lower body day that's more quads and 1 lower body day that's more hamstrings and glutes. But it really comes down to, when I say rework the structure, it's hard for me to give a direct answer because it depends on what your goals are and what muscle groups you're really aiming to see development in. For example, my personal training split that I have right now, I actually have switched it up over the past probably 3 months after I got done competing for this year. So I am training 5 days a week. The first day I do legs, but it's more focused on glutes and hamstrings. The second day I do full upper body. The third day I do a little bit of glutes, just like isolation work. And then I focus a little bit more on conditioning and mobility and just a little bit more athletic style of training. So for example, I may focus a little bit more on boxing that day. I may focus a little bit more on tumbling that day. I may focus a little bit more on just running or like endurance work or something like that on that day. And then the next day I rest. For the 4th really hard training day, I'll do another full upper body day. The 5th day, I'll do a full lower body day. So quads, hamstrings, and glutes, hard and heavy. And then the last day, I'll also rest. And I'll sprinkle in some abdominal work and, of course, cardio on top of those days. But that's kind of how my actual training split is structured right now, just if you had questions on that. But again, the reason I say that is because my training split is custom to me and my goals. So I want to be an athlete, but I also want to look good. Now, the next thing I would recommend is change how you train each muscle group. Not necessarily the split could also be an option. So first off, just make sure you're using the practice of progressive overload, not just in adding more weight, but you could try slowing down the tempo. You could try adding more volume, more reps. You could try adding in static holds, pause reps, different things like that. You could also add in new movement variations. So say you've been on the same upper lower split and you've been doing a leg press for your main lower body lift for the past 6 months. Maybe try swapping that leg press for a hack squat, like a good squat variation or something like that. Maybe you've been doing hip thrusts a long time and you feel like you're just not loving that exercise. It's hurting your back. It's hurting your legs. Try a different exercise that's going to hit your glutes in a similar way. Trying a little bit of variation can be good. You could also add in a couple of supersets or circuits. And then lastly, I would say just be more intentional about your reps. This is one thing I preach a lot to my clients in person and online. Do not just go through the motions, but really focus on mind to muscle connection, executing each movement, not thinking about what you're going to have for dinner or what BS your boyfriend told you the night before. Like, just think about, all right, I am working my shoulders right now as hard as possible. And then when I leave the gym, I can focus on these other things that I got to deal with. That is super helpful when it comes to training. So yeah, hopefully that answered your question. I could speak on fitness like all day long, but I'm not going to. Again, if you have any questions, be sure to send them through that DM that I spoke about earlier. Or if you are interested in one-on-one coaching, I am accepting online training and nutrition coaching right now. So if that's you, please reach out to me through KinsleyMeeksFit@gmail.com. The first step is to set up a consult, to talk goals, to see how I can help you guys best, because I got to make sure all of you guys are getting right, feeling your best physically and mentally. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's show. I hope it made you smile and I hope it gave you a little bit of encouragement as well. If you did enjoy the show, please rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening now, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's super easy. Just takes a couple seconds to review the show and give it 5 stars if you enjoyed it. I also encourage you guys to follow the YouTube channel at Kinsley Meeks. I feel like I've been saying this for a while, but it's a major process, especially when you're doing everything solo, but the podcast studio should be set up very, very soon. And I do plan to have video content up by next month at the latest. Let me know what you guys want to see next as well. If you have any ideas for guests that you'd like to have on or anything that you'd like me to speak on, I'm more than happy to do so and put this podcast out for you at the end of the day. Be sure to catch the podcast every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time as well. On the radio, WDJY 99.1 FM, if that's a platform you're interested in listening on. I will put that link in the show notes. But until the next episode, I hope you guys stay bold. I hope you guys keep the vibes flowing and always prioritize your health. I'll talk to y'all next Thursday. Appreciate y'all. Bye.